Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Af al pi shatshuva v'atzaoka yofa la'olam, shuva and tefillah are always yofa, they're always good. Basoro yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim hi yofa b'yoyser, and the person is muftach umiyad himiskabelis. Shenema dirshu Hashem b'himotzoi kiro'uhu b'yoyser korav. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, which we have in the haftarah of mincha of every tiny tzibur. Dirshu Hashem b'himotzoi kiro'uhu b'yoyser korav. Dirshu Hashem b'himotzoi means do tshuva when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is available. As the Asura Yomim, the Gemara Nivomis tells us, Kro'u B'yoyser Korav is also Davin at a time of closeness, which is also the Asura Yomim. There's two aspects here which the Rambam is referring to, which makes Asura Yomim Tshuva unique. Asura Yomim Tshuva is unique for its Zman Tshuva. It's a Zman that's Mesugu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochel, is mazlin himself, he's much, much closer to us than any other time. Therefore, at this time, if we come to do tshuva, we can find it much easier. It's much easier to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this tekufa. And that's what the Pasuk is warning us, telling us, Dirshu Hashem b'motzei, use the opportunity to be Dirish Hashem, to do tshuva at this time. And there's another aspect, Kro'u b'yoyser korav. The person has to realize that any aspect of tefillah that a person is in a needy situation which he has to daven for, Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the very unique zman. It's a zman that tefillahs are mekubal much more than the whole year. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is shema tefillahs kol pa'am Yisrael barachamim, but there's different kedar. The pasuk in Eicha says, and the Gemara darshins it, sachoisa ba'onam me'avar tefillah. That there's times, kivyochel, that there's a masach mavdil, there's an onon that separates the tefillis of Klal Yisrael penetrating and going to Kisei HaKovod. Averus are choitzitz, the mavdil between our tefillis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel being accepted. There's many other psukim in Eicha that say this idea. Gam kisosa, we call the out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was far away from me, didn't listen to my tefillos. Many psukim elaborate and emphasize that there is such a malach. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is korav Hashem l'chol korav l'chlasha yikro be'emes, which the truth of the matter is, the Porkei Ol already back in the olden days came with the claim that there's a steer between the psukim. What do you mean Kro'u b'yoyser korav? Call out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shemat filas am Yisrael, as the pasuk said, Mikashem lekenu mechol kareinu elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close whenever we call out to him. You know the story in the Gemara in Yevamos on this. There was a Melech Yisrael who was a Rosha, big Rosha, by the name of Menashe. Menashe was the son of Chizkiah. Chizkiah was a tzaddik yisadoylo. Whole story, Chizkiah saw Baruch HaKadosh will have a son who's going to be a Rosha. He didn't get married. Yeshaya Novi came to him and told him, I have a nevuah, I'm sent to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to die. Chizkiah became very sick and he was dying. Yeshaya came to him and he told him, you're going to die. He asked him why. He says, because you never got married, you have the aveira of not getting married is against you, and you're going to die because of it. Malchus. Yoa Melech said, is there no way that I could be Mevatel Gzeira? He says, it's a Gzeira. Told him, Yansa Maisi, he said, Kublani, I have a Kabbalah, me Abba da Abba, I have a Kabbalah. He was a Ben Achav Ben Tadobra Melech, I have a Kabbalah. I feel Cherev Chad, Amunachas al Tzavar Shalodom. Alivat Elatzma Menarachami. Meaning that even if there's a Cherev Chada, which Chizkiyahu HaMelech understood that that means even if it's a Midas Hadin, not a Cherev Chada in the Gashmistic world, even if it's Chash Shalom Nigzer or Gzeira, a person can be Mevatel Nigzer. The Pasuk describes how he turned his head to the wall. Vayasav Ponev Elakir, the Gemara Darsh is from another Tfilos HaShalom is Kabel Elif, he davens from the walls of his heart. Makiras Alev. The whole Maise, he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said the tefillah, which is brought down over there in the Psukim. He was mekabel upon himself that he'll get married, he'll do tshuva. And Lemaise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merapi him. He told Yeshaya Anovi to go back and to tell him in Nevuah that he was mekabel his tefillah and he'll be Moisif. He'll give him added years. Moisif HaChamesh HaShoshon, he'll get another 15 years to live. And Lemaisa, there was a whole nace that happened over there that a ganze nace happened over there to be mechich to the whole world, this special nace that Kajrof and Makabal at Tefillah. Chizkiah turned to Yeshaya, he said, okay, I have to get married, I'm asking you. Yeshaya had a daughter, I'll marry you, if it's okay with you, I'll marry your daughter, give me your daughter, get married, and maybe in your schus, you're a tzaddik, and in my schus, in both of our schus, my son should end up being a tzaddik and not being a rasha. Okay, they could also be mizbatel. It's not a gzera. That's pechiru chavshes. Yeshaya was masking. Vekachav. Vayovay ayoyim. The Gemara's marich in the history of how Menashe became a rasha. Chizkiyahu Melech died, and his son Menashe, who was a rasha, became king. Menashe became king. He didn't like his Zaydi, Yeshaya Anovi, who was a big tzaddik. He didn't like the tzaddikim. He was out to kill the tzaddikim. He calls his Zaydi Yeshaya. He tells Zaydi Yeshaya, Zayda, you're a kofer in Toras Moshe. That's all the Rishonim, they'll always find fault in the tzaddikim. Why are you a kofer in Toras Moshe? You said in Nevuah, Dirshu Hashem b'imotze kru b'yisekorev. Klal Yisrael should call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the times when he's korev. It's a korev for Nevuas Moshe. Nevuas Moshe says, Mi k'Hashem alekeinu b'chol koreinu eilav. Tefillahs are always accepted. How is it that you're minimizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zman of Kabbalah HaTavid, tefillah? He asked him another two questions on two other Nevuas, which he told him is a korev for Teras Moshe. And the Gemara says Yeshaya realized what his grandson is up to. He knew he was looking for an excuse to kill him. He knew that there's no point of explaining the psukim to him. He says, rather let him be a shogeg than be a mezid. If I'll give him the teretz, and he'll still be. Yeshaya Anovi said he was masker, shema mefirish, and he disappeared. The Gemara says he hid through the shema mefirish. There was a tree next to the place where he was speaking to Menashe. He got into the tree. Now Menashe wasn't a katlikanya. He understood the way these things work, and he chapped that his Zaydi Yeshaya was masked the shame, and he understood that that's probably what ended up happening, that he went into the tree. The Gemara says he chopped the tree down and he killed his grandfather. Atkan the Gemara and Yevamos. And then the Gemara says, "Of what talk of the Teretz? What didn't Yeshaya tell him that he could have told him? He should have told him." Zog the Gemara, "Mi kashem lekinim chol kareinu erilov is by a tzibur. A yochid, not always promised. When is a yochid promised? I says you may." These things we all have to daven for. specifically in Ruchnius, but lav davke. But as for Bochrin, who your main focus is in Avodas Hashem, we all have issues in Ruchnius that we want to achieve. There's all these places that we want to get to, both in Sur Meira and then in Asay Toiv. The best time to daven is now. Not tomorrow, but today. We should never tell ourselves we have Asara Yamin. Five have already gone by. We're already on day number six. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, call out to me when I'm close. That means now, during these Asara Yomim. More than that, the Pasuk says, we say this Pasuk every morning in davening, in the end of Hoidu. Anoich Hashem Lekecho, the Gemara in Brochus asks, a person could make a harchav picha v'amaleyu. What is harchav picha v'amaleyu? Open your mouth wide and I'll fulfill your requests. Harchav picha is loshen tefillah. You have the rights to daven and I'll accept. And I'll amaleyu, I'll fulfill your wishes. Are we promised that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mamali mishalis libeinu? The Gemara says, ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. When it comes to Divrei Torah, Ruchnius, a person is able to daven and he be marchiv his bakosha, and it will always be accepted. But when I get to Ruchnius, a person has a schus, he has a right to daven. Other times, it's not, sometimes not appropriate for a person just to ask for whatever, however, whatever he wants for. Comes to Ruchnius, the Pasuk tells us, harchiv picho, va'amaleyu. We all have Nikudis and Ruchnius, which we want to achieve. It's the right time to daven now, Asara Yomim. Specifically, as we saw in the Rambam in Halacha, Dalit, that Midarki Atshuva, the Shov has to be Tzoyek, Tomil, Fina Hashem, that he needs help in his Tshuva. It goes hand in hand. And that's Taki, the Matan HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these two Nikudis. He's Korov to our Korov, he's Korov to us in Tefillah. Being that it's Asar's Yimei Tshuva. Because Tshuva goes hand in hand with Tefillah. As we spoke out in Halacha Dalit, that Yimol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rois Lo Yein Odom Yochel. It's not Shaykh to achieve Tshuva without a Siyata Tishmai, without Hashem's help. And therefore we need to daven. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that He'll accept our Tshuva together with accepting our Tefillahs. That we'll be able to be Mistayeya B'dvar HaTshuva. The special avtocha which is needed is for a yochid. Aval betzibur, betzibur kozman she is in tshuva, betzoyakim belev sholem heinanim. Whenever a tzibur belev sholem does tshuva, they call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah. Shenemar. That was the pasuk that Menashe asked his Zaydi Yeshai. The pasuk says, "Mi Kashem Elokeinu, who's close to us, he listens to our tefillah b'chol koreinu eilav whenever we call out to him." The Gemara says, "It's not a promise to every individual. B'chol koreinu is a tzibur. That's mi Kashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu is a reference to the tzibur, not to every yochid b'dafka." Next Rambam. Yom HaKippurim hu zman tshuva lakoil. Layochid v'larabim hu keitz mechilo u'slicho liYisrael. Yom Kippur is the zman tshuva for all. For the individual and for the tzibur. There's two types of chatoim. There's a chait, which we're the most familiar with, is as individuals. as individuals, we have our challenges, which sometimes we stand up to them and other times not. That's the chatoim of the yochid. And there's on a national level that we've fallen. Yom Kippur is Zman Kapara, both for the individual, and it's a Zman of tshuva. It's a Zman to repent, to decide to make a change in our ways as an individual and also on a national level. Now, and therefore, a person is mechuyev to do tshuva on both levels, as a yochid, and also, and as viewing himself as part of a tzibur. A person is mechuyev to observe as a tzibur where and what the tzibur has gone wrong with, and what will I do to rectify it. Our control is limited, but at least on the individual level, how I won't be part of the chatoim of the tzibur. It says, "Man shuvel akol layochad v'larabim, who kates mechila v'slicha b'Yisrael, v'fika chayovim hakol las yishuva u'lihisvados b'yom haKippur." Says the Rambam, since it's a zman of yom haKippurim, it's a zman which is meyud for kapara. Every individual is mechuyev to do tshuva and to utilize the opportunity of Yom Kippur for kapara. But the Rambam over here is saying other Rishonim count it as a separate mitzvah saseh. Rabbeinu Yonah in his Binyan HaMitzvahs has a separate mitzvah saseh of Lifnei Hashem Titharu, which is that a person is mechuyev. Lifnei Hashem has different meanings to it. We've seen the meaning of Lifnei Hashem, the Rambam, that tshuva always has to be done in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person recognizes that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to visualize his being in the presence of the Shekhinah. Rabbi Yonah learns that there's another pshat in the words of Lifnei Hashem, the pshut shel mikra, is before. That means before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is this man of his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us as being our mechaper. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us on Yom Kippur, we have to prepare ourselves and come purified through a prior tshuva. Person is mechuyev by the time Yom Kippur comes to be holding after tshuva. A person, therefore, the Mishnah tells us that a person has to go ask mechila from whoever he has to ask mechila before Yom Kippur comes. A person has to make a decision. All of his kabbalas and hachlotas have to be still before Yom Kippur. That in order for him to have the kapara and the ta'aris Yom Kippur, he has to come to Yom Kippur ready clean. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoina, and we'll see. All Rishonim agreed to it. Just some Rishonim learned that it's in a separate mitzvah saseh of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, and other learns it's part of the mitzvah kapara of Yom Kippur. But therefore, a person cannot wait. Let's say he has a chayfetz hagozul or something which he could return and amend, fix. He has to do it before Yom Kippur. And therefore, all asking mechil, it's not done matzi Yom Kippur once I make decisions to be miskaper and I made a decision to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Rather, it has to be done erev Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Rambam learns that since Yom Kippur is Zman Kapora, he doesn't learn it's a separate mitzvah saseh of Lifnei Hashem, but the chayiv of Tahara Yom Kippur, the Kapur Yom Kippur is, it's a zman tshuva layochad l'rabim, and everyone's mechuyiv to utilize the Kapur Yom Kippur. ומצווס וידויה מהכיפורים, says the Rambam, this is ממש מדינה דגמורה, שיסחיל מערב היום קודם שיוכל. שמה יחונק בסעודה קודם שיסוודה. The mitzvahs vidui is an erev Yom Kippur, which we do by mincha. Chazal told us that we should do it before the suda. If chas v'shalom a person won't live, you should already chap the tahar and the kapor of erev Yom Kippur immediately when he's able to chap it. Now, Rabbi Yonah learns that Adarab, the Iker of Vidui is before Yom Kippur, because that's the Lifnei Hashem Titoru. I want to show you the Rambam is quite similar in this idea. Let's continue the Rambam. Va'af al pi. Let's read this Rambam in a lamdish way. Zot the Rambam. Va'af al pi sheisvada koydim sho'ochal. Even though he already said Vidui and Erev Yom Kippur. Choyzer misvada b'leila Yom Kippur. He has to be misvada nochamol. Leila Yom Kippur, Arvis, the Choyz of Mizvad, the Shachris, the Musaf, the Mincha B'Neila. Besides Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, the Mizvad, the Meshech, the five Tfilis of Yom Kippur, Arvis, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha Neila. Erev Yom Kippur and An Yom Kippur, during the five tefillas. Mashmos in the Rambam is that there's a chiyuv vidui on Yom Kippur, but he ad kidekach is learned that the chiyuv vidui of erev Yom Kippur is so important. He's almost matpil. It almost sounds like the vidui on Yom Kippur is almost a tofel to the vidui of erev Yom Kippur. It tells you a chiddush. Ava pi that you are in misvade. That's no chalts misvade zayin. You have to continue being misvade on Yom Kippur five times over. I'm coming to show how you see even in the Rambam how important he doesn't learn the lifnei Hashem like Rabbeinu Yoina, but you see that the chiyuv begins mi boid yoin. It's mamish medina de gemara. The Ramban also learns that the Iker Vidui, says the Ramban, is Miba'od Yoim. And the Ramban was Noyeg, was Manig, that right before the Knisa Sayoim, that's the Iker Vidui. Right before the Knisa Sayoim, that's the Minig here in Yeshiva. Before Kol Nidre, we're Noyeg in that Minig. The tzibur, everyone says together, begins before Kol Nidre, before Bezdin Shalmala, Elokeinu Kaviseinu, Oshamnu, Bogadnu. That's in the meaning of the Ramban. That says we're not here in Yeshiva to say the vidui in the Knesset Hayoyim, right before the Yom comes in, right before Kol Nidre, Gleich, we say that first vidui. Then we have the vidui, the five viduyim. Lemaise. It's not five, it's five and another five, which together are ten. We're misvada twice. We're misvada as yechidim in our private Shemona Esrei, and then we're misvada all together as a tzibur in the Chazaras Hashatz of all five tefillas, including Ma'ariv, Leil Yom Kippur. What else do we have on Yom Kippur, which is five and five? Five, I shouldn't have five. So there's five viduyim privately, and then altogether there are ten viduyim with the tzibur. How many times is the Kohen Toivel on Yom Kippur? Chamisha tefilas Tovel Matziyon. How many Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is in Mizkadish? Ten. Each one's a maise kapora. Every single vidui is a maise machape. Now this vidui is very different then again, as I emphasized this before, but it's very different than the vidui of Perek Aleph Alocha Aleph. Perek Aleph Alocha Aleph, that vidui is the essence of what tshuva is. This vidui isn't the essence of tshuva. Hare, the Yochid had to do tshuva before he came to Yom Kippur, and he had to do a proper tshuva, which had, over there in that tshuva, he had to elaborate, and he had to have a charota, and he had to express the charota, and the Kabbalah Lahabo, as we said from Yosha Ber, the definition, that's the Maisa HaTshuva of the Chalois Kiyum of the Mitzvah is the separating from the Chait. The Maisa of the separation from the Chait is the Maisa HaVidui. This Vidui is another halacha, that every Mechaper needs a Vidui. Yom Kippur is a Maisa, is a Mechaper. The Kapor of Yom Kippur is a Metayer, it's a Mechaper. Just like a Korban is a Metayer, it's a Mechaper. Just like Malkis, Mrs. Besden, Yom Kippur is a Mikvah Tahara of Yisrael, it's a Mechaper. For that Kapor, we need a Maisa Vidui. That Vidui needs a Vidui Lefoneho, before the Kedusha Sayyim comes in. And that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Afalpi, that the Iker Vidui, the Vidui has to be in the Knisa Sayyim, like all Mechaperim, before you bring the Korban. You misvade and you say the Maisa Vidui, in order what the Kapor should be Chalot. And that's what the essence of the Vidui is on the Maisa Mechaper, as we said. You have to express what you want the Kapor to be Chalon. As the Yoim comes in, we express, Oshamnu, Boganu, we need a Kapor for all of the Archatoim. That's the Chiddush. Even though we express what we want the Vidui to be Chalon, we have a Vidui on this Kaporus Yom Kippur. There's a Nochadim. We have to do it 10 times over, 5 times and 5 times, B'meshach the Yoim. V'heichon Mizvade, Yochid Achar Tfilosoi, V'shliach Tzibur B'emtza Tfilosoi B'brocha Reviyas. Where do we say the Vidui? The Yochid is Mizvade, Ba'elikai Nitzor, after the Tfilah, the Shliach Tzibur is misvade in the middle of the tefillah, in Brocha Revias. Now there's many very fundamental differences between the video of the Yochid and the video of the Tzibur. The video of the Yochid which the Rambam says in the next halacha, Havidu shenagu bo kol Yisrael aval chatanu. The main vidu of the Yochid is Elokeinu Kaviseinu Ono Tovi Lefanocha Tfilaseinu Hashamnu, and then the next paragraph Sarnu Mitzvasech Mishpatoch Atoiv Veloi Shov Alonu Vata Tzadik Al Kual Abba Aleinu Kemos Yisusi Vanachm Rishon. That's the main vidu. Now in that vidu we don't even ask for a kapara. We don't ask for a kapara. We just state the fact that we're Archaitim. And that's the Vidui. The Vidui is we stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and we acknowledge the fact that we were Nichshal in Chait and we're in a problem. We need a Tahara, we need a Kapara. And there's an acceptance. And we're, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're in your hands because of our Chait. Whatever happens to us, it's because we're deserving. Whatever punishment we get, it's because we're deserving of. That's the essence of the Vidui of the Yochid. There's no demand or request even for tahara, for kapara. When we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a matzav of chait, we acknowledge the truth of our faults, and there's a hachnot HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of it. We show how desperate we are. But we don't have a right to come and ask and demand kapara. Tzibur is very different. Before we say the vidui in davening, we're magdim it with slichas. We give a whole hagdol of slichas. Slichas are the yud gimel midas. And over there, we actually ask and demand almost kapara. Keil hareisan olam ashloish esrei. You taught us to say you'd give me this schar lodu ayoy bris loish esrei. Remember us the bris. And we come with a gantz bakosha, and we come with bakoshes and sliches. And Hashem is very makbid, like al pi d'orach hashulchan poskim, not to change from the meaning of the rishonim, that every single tefillah needs proper sliches. Therefore, even shachris, many keilis trimmed the sliches of shachris for reasons brought grade in the poskim. The reasons why to be mikatzer shachris, and therefore, because in order to reach musaf before sheva shoyis, which halachically musaf shouldn't be later than sheva shoyis, so the Shulchan Aruch brings that the minhag is to be mikatzer. But the Rishiv is still very makbid on the minimum that the halacha is that we should have at least 7 keil melechs bakoshas of hazkaras yud gimel midas. And Takit by Bnei Ashkenaz, I don't know what is Sfardim if they have it also, but the main theme of the in the Brocha Emtsois of the Chazan is the Hazkaras and the Bakoshes on the Kael on the Yud Gimel Midas. And every single Shmoneh Esrei we have a minimum of 7 times Yud Gimel Midas, including Shachars and including Mincha. By Mincha, by the Kel Narufono Tach Legechem Peria, between every single shtika we say Kel Melech with Yud Gimel Midas. Idea is, just like there's a basic difference between the Tzibur has Vidui in the middle of Davening, Brocha Revius, while the Yochid only has it at the end of Davening. The Tzibur has a right to ask as a Tzibur. We come with his chus. Schus, what schus do we have? We're such choitim as a tzibur, Hashem Yirachem. What our situation is. But we come, because we're not coming as Tomo, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're coming as Klal Yisrael. We're coming as a group. In miniature, we are Knesset Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that when we, that means us, will come one day, and will be needing of kapar of slicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to teach them what they should do. They should say Yud Gimel Midas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyres Bris, that he'll accept our tshuva. When we come as a tzibur, it's all different nusach. Just look at the Machzor with me, but then we come. We come with a bakasha and almost a demand. Like you taught Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk says, we repeat exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu to say the tefillah. You'll say to your gimel midas, and I'll be mechaper. Then we ask, and we have the permission to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu unechaltoni, make us your nachle again, be mashri your shechina within us. How do we dare ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu such a bakasha in our situation we were holding? Ben Adam Lam Mokim Ron Lachaveir Hashem Yirach, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mashri your shechina. Yes, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, and we are coming as a tzibur, as Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael, when we come our mispalem, we're not coming from anything more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us. And you promised us that you'll accept our tefillahs. Even the Yochid, when he comes on the greatest day of Yom Kippur, it's the greatest matzah of B'yoyse Korev. There's a difference when he comes as a Yochid, as an individual, to when he comes as a tzibur. As a tzibur, we have sliches, and we ask in Tzimbrocha Revis. It's in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We have a schus. It's not at the end. With bowed knees, we come with the achno, we just recognize our chait. That's the krech of the tzibur, that we have to krech the daven. That's the taharis Yom Kippur. Vidu shenagu by kol Yisrael aval chaton, who iker havidu. The Rambam says over here, Yisod, which, to elaborate more on it, today is short, will be Mikatsia, but Be'ez Hashem Sunday, I'll go into greater detail on this. It's Machlekes in Gemara whether you need to be Mefarat Techet, you don't have to be Mefarat Techet. Previously, the Rambam did tell us in Halacha and Gimel, Pasna Rabbi Akiva, it's our Chlifrit Techet, we have to be Mefarat Techet. Over here, but the Geyat, the Vidu Shinagu, we call Yisrael on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says that the main Vidu is without the Pirat Achet, B'davka. It's enough stated, Avla Nachnu Chatonu. The Yesod is, the Taharis Yom Kippur, the main Nekuda is, we have to realize, there's a general tshuva that we have to do. And we're in a matzav of Chet, which we want to change. Aloch Lamaisim will speak out Sunday Be'ez Hashem. What is there yes in Indian to go into Mefarat HaChatoim and to find details, etc. The Iker Vidui, the Mechaper is the actual expressing the recognition of Avalachu Chatonu. And we need a Kapara. Now again, this is without getting into the aspect of tshuva. When a person has to do tshuva on specific things, that demands not only pirut achet, but he has to elaborate so much more. He has to go into the detail of exactly what he did, and how he regrets it, and how he'll never go back to it, and how all of the above which we saw in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That's the essence of tshuva. The Rambam over here isn't speaking about a vidu of tshuva. Rather, the Rambam is speaking over here the vidu shenagu kol Yisrael, the vidu of the Kaparas Yom Kippur. The vidu of Kaparas Yom Kippur, the ikar vidu is aval anachnu chotonu. That's what the Rambam now continues the halacha. Aver shesvad aleim b'yom ha-kippurim ze, choydum esvad aleim b'yom ha-kippurim acher. Af al pishu oimid b'tshuva se, shenema kipshani eida v'chatos inek disomit. Now again, even though, what's this halacha? Halacha is that aveira that someone did in the far past, and he already did tshuva, and he's totally clean. He's never gone back to that place again. The Rambam paskins, he's mesvade again on the next Yom Kippur. He's omid b'tshuva, say. What's the purpose for this video? Again, well, it's not a video of tshuva. It's a video of kapara. And a person can continuously ask, yes, this is a different Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Tov Shin Ayin Tes, that I have this chus to be alive for, is its own mechaper. And even though Tov Shin Ayin Ches was already a kapara for that chet which I did back then, but this kapara of Tov Shin Ayin Tes is a new mechaper, and I want this to be mechaper on that too. I should be even cleaner from that chait. There is a man to Omar in Gemara who says not that way. And Shulchan Aruch brings both days. The Rambam, Paskins, they could be choizer misvada. And as a Mishabur brings it, even the sheet in Shulchan Aruch who holds that you're not choizer, that you don't have to be choizer misvada, because for the Taharas Yom Kippur you don't have to be an aver that you were not nichshol again. You can rely on the previous Kaparas Yom Kippur. You're able to. Rishus, and the Mishbur writes, it's even Rotsui. Because even that Adavar holds that it's better to do. That other Adavar holds that you don't have to. Because he holds, Hari, as the Rambam says in Halacha Zion, since Yom Kippur is Manshuva, we have to be Misvada because you have to utilize the opportunity for Kapor. So the other Adavar holds that once you already had the kapor of the previous year Yom Kippur, you don't need to utilize the kapor of this Yom Kippur for that specific chait anymore. While the Rambam holds that you do have to. But ben kach uben kach, there is mokim to utilize the kapor of the new Yom Kippur even for an old chait. And therefore that's the achron of the Mishnah Berurah that he taka paskins. And even though you're not chayiv, he paskins not like the Rambam, you're not chayiv to. Choyzum is vade, but you could. It's a shalom in the Nesikim, how the Rambam does it, you learn chayzum misvada that you take a chayiv to or you're able to? But ben gach or ben gach, it's pasuk that you're able to, and the mashmos of the Rambam means that chayzum that you should. what's the Indian by the Kipshai and the Edam Chatosi Negdi Somi? A chait leaves an impression on a person. And even once a person is zeichet to kapora, as we spoke out, Chatosi Negdi Somi, there's the after effect. And a person is closer to being nechshal again in the chet that he already was once nechshalin. That's why a person taka has to have the Chatosi Negdi Somi to realize his, the capability of falling again. And that we ask for the extra tarif, for the extra kapora, is that we should become even better, even cleaner from that previous chait which we had. A guten Shabbos.